You're listening to Heritage Radio Network. HRN is food radio supported by you. Learn more at heritageradionetwork.org.
Help keep nonprofit food radio on the air and get a limited release HRN t-shirt designed by artist Chema Scandal. When you become an HRN member or renew your existing membership at the $90 level, you'll receive a shirt created exclusively for members as our thank you gift. Don't wait, because this limited edition t-shirt is only available until December 31st. Go to heritageradionetwork.org/donate to support HRN at any level. There's more swag and benefits available for any tax-deductible donation. You can even get your company on the HRN airwaves as a perk of our business membership program. Head to heritageradionetwork.org/donate.
Welcome, everyone, to a very special episode of Pizza Quest. This episode was recorded on location in Atlantic City during this year's Northeast Pizza and Pasta and Bakery Expo. Over the course of 2 days, I got the chance to interview a number of luminaries in the pizza and baking world, deliver educational presentations, and talk to the judges at both the pizza and the bagel competitions. Peter Reinhardt at the Atlantic City Northeast Pizza and Pasta Show for yet another episode. We've been recording interviews and doing podcasts from the event that will be running throughout the season. And I'm sitting at a table in the corner of the hall with Michael Fox, who is one of the hosts, and I'm not sure what exactly your title is, but your role is, but I know you as the host of the Pizza Club site and community. I'll call it, it's a virtual community that's done audio. Am I correct?
Yeah.
And I've been a guest on your show and on the gather. It's not really a show. It's more of like a club. We get together in a virtual clubhouse and we talk all things pizza. Mike, tell me a little bit about Pizza Club and about yourself.
Sure. Yeah. Definitely. Thanks, Peter. Pizza Club meets 5 times a week on this app called Clubhouse, and it's basically like a live audio conversation that happens amongst pizza people in the pizza community. So we have, shows ranging from pizza industry combos where we talk to luminaries in the pizza biz. We do a News of the Week show on Thursday nights at 9 o'clock Eastern with Will Duma. He talks about all the biggest news stories that happen throughout the week, and that's actually on Twitter Spaces. So Pizza Club has been going on for about a year and a half now, and it's really interesting to sort of see how it grew from this idea to more of a community, really.
Yeah,
pizza folks.
And I guess one of the rules of Pizza Club is that you can talk about Pizza Club, right?
Yeah, exactly. Absolutely.
And people can find it by just getting the Pizza Club app. Is that or Clubhouse app?
Yeah. So the best way to find us is on our website, which is www.ineed.pizza.
I need dot pizza.
Okay. It's actually a website. I need dot pizza.
I need dot pizza.
Yeah. It's crazy. And there we have like links to all the shows, the schedule of shows, and then you can go over to, you need to download the Clubhouse app ultimately to hear the conversation.
It's a free app that
but
you can get.
Right. Yeah. And the cool thing is it's interactive. So you can listen. So we'll have guests on, like we've had on, like, Dan Richer, yourself. We have a great list of Laura Meyer's been on.
And on any given night in the Clubhouse, aside from whoever the guest is, there could be all sorts of other pizza luminaries sitting in.
Exactly.
Because you're all getting together. It's kind of like grabbing a beer together or something.
It's weird because it's like during the height of COVID, I think, was that everybody was looking for an outlet to talk to people, because a lot of people were trapped at home or their businesses were closed. And that's where this app had started, Clubhouse. And we kind of jumped onto it thinking, well, this could be a fun way to bring a community together. It wasn't planned that way, just sort of organically grew. And I think what was cool about it was that we had pizza shop owners that were all sort of in similar situations, trying to figure out, how do I do delivery or takeout, or how do I manage this? And having that sort of like spring, bouncing off of other folks was a way for them to sort of work out their ideas and hear from other people in real time how this is working. So it's a really interesting audio only community. There's no video. It's just chat.
Yeah.
So, and then anybody can jump on and talk and ask a question, and they had access to all these great folks. And it was really something we couldn't have never, no one could have ever really imagined it would play out the way it did.
It kind of took on a life of its own. And
for people who are not technically adept, which I am not, I'm not, so you had to guide me. I needed coaching for how to even, you know,
right,
participate, and what you helped me to learn how to do, and how to push the mute button and all the other things, right, that you need to do. But most people know how to do it. But if they don't and they need more guidance, can they write to you, or what's the best way? Or
yeah,
what's the best way for them to learn how to participate?
They can, if they're not sure, I would say go to the website. You can always DM. We have an Instagram account. I need, our Instagram account is linked from ineed.pizza, but it's I Need Pizza Club is our Instagram account. So you can always send us a DM and we can send you links to tutorial videos on how to use the Clubhouse app. There's some out there.
And you don't have to be in the pizza community. You can just be a pizza enthusiast to come to the club, right?
And I think we have that's an excellent point. We have a range of folks. So like Monday nights, we do pizza industry convos. But then on Wednesday nights, we do home pizza making idea exchange, which is a chance for people who are learning about making pizza or getting started and need tips and resources to bounce off of.
I know I did that one of those, and I got to do like a Q&A.
Yep.
And that was fun because people were just lobbing up questions left and right.
And right. And a lot of times they're just looking for answers because they're stuck. You know, they get stuck in like, what, I don't understand how did this Poolish thing, like, what is it? You know, so they want, so someone's like, oh, well, you just, you know, you do this and this. And next thing you know, they're kind of unstuck from where they were. So
yeah.
It really helps out home pizza makers who are trying to get it to the next level and kind of tweak. And being stuck at home, a lot of people were, that's where they started out.
So there's something like five nights a week? There's a different theme?
Yeah, so there's five shows a week currently on our schedule. It's Monday through Thursday, 9 o'clock Eastern. And on Wednesdays, we sometimes have a show at 1 o'clock Eastern called Pizza Cultura, which is from Italy.
Yeah.
And that's hosted by Pepe D'Angelo and Tom Cimini. And Pepe's from Pizza Dixit in Naples, Italy. So he gets to come on and talk about, you know, the culture of pizza in Italy and Europe. And it's a whole other side of the conversation, because I think during the nights at 9 o'clock Eastern, it's really hard for people in Italy or anywhere in Europe really to tune in because it's super late in Europe.
That's right. Yeah.
So we don't get a lot of Europeans during our weekly shows.
So by doing it earlier in the day, they can participate.
Yeah, 1 o'clock.
And so what about Fridays? Is there something?
There's on Fridays? Nothing currently on Fridays.
So it's four nights a week.
Four nights a week. Four, that's right. Week. And then the fifth show is on Wednesday afternoon. So, and then Tuesday nights is the Pizza Hustle, and that's hosted by Miriam Weiskin from the Zarport, and Ryan from Sanctuary Pizza, and they talk about sort of the business of starting up a restaurant and doing pop ups and sort of transitioning into like, from being a home pizza maker to doing it as a pro.
Yeah, I see.
Like, so, kind of coming up. And that's what Miriam and Ryan have been doing. So,
so there's really something for everybody.
Absolutely.
And the night for the enthusiasts is, when is that, Wednesday? That's the night where,
yes,
if you have questions, it's like...
Wednesday night is Home Pizza Making Idea Exchange. And that's hosted by Jim Hank from Jimmy Hank Pizza, Idriff Laxa from What's Good Dough.
Who has his own podcast.
Yep.
Yeah. And, I've been on his podcast. He's building a following.
Yeah, and Christy from Real Clever Food. So the three of them kind of take turns and host that show.
Wow.
And answer questions. And then once a month they do, Christy hosts a chance where you can kind of bring your own questions, like just open forum to really, like, you know, pizza help desk kind of thing. So
it's evolving. It's really turning into... do you find that it's growing still, or is it plateauing, or where is that?
You know, I think Clubhouse had its moment during the pandemic in 2021 when it launched.
Yeah. When everybody was making sourdough at home.
Right. It definitely had a moment. I think it's chilled out, but we still do have a core group of people, and new people are always coming on that are into the pizza community. So now it's sort of like, it's less random people that are just popping in. It's actually now more like people who are really interested in pizza that come through and stick around.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's really been refined. And then we started with Twitter Spaces doing after shows. So we'll do 9 o'clock Eastern on Clubhouse Monday through Wednesday. And then at 10 o'clock Eastern, we jump over to Twitter Spaces. And that's like a copycat of Clubhouse. And we'll kind of like let the conversation continue there. So it's a way to, you know, keep people engaged who might not have had a chance to ask a question on the main show. We keep those to an hour, and then the extended after shows.
The after show.
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, Twitter copied Clubhouse's idea, and now they're doing an after, so we use them for after shows. But then on Thursdays, we switch it, and we start with a pizza roundtable on Twitter at 9 p.m. Eastern, and then we jump over to Clubhouse at 10 p.m. for the after show. So we have our own little schedule. It's a little confusing, but it's all the website. I need that pizza.
Well, so obviously, people know how to follow that because you got a crowd at both of them. Are there any, just off the top of your head, any moments, memorable moments from any of the shows that jumped to mind? Like, you know, that somebody said something that was like, oh, wow, or
you know, it's so many like micro moments and things that happen that are really special in their own way. I think some of the things that have happened, besides some of the amazing guests that we've had on over the last year plus, we've also had like connections that are formed and ideas that were launched. Like for instance, one pizza maker, one restaurant owner, Chad Pritchard, who owns Fat Daddy's Pizza in Provo, Utah, had been on, and he had been workshopping a lot of ideas and thinking things through, and he used the club as like a resource.
Uh-huh.
So he was just featured this past week in the New York Times, and unrelated really to what we're doing, but more about the labor issues.
Oh yeah.
But that said, he's now up to 3 restaurants, and you know, he's done a lot of great things, and I know that he's definitely used the clubhouse to really kind of springboard ideas and kind of get feedback.
Yeah, so, I love that idea that it's become almost like a think tank or an incubation tank for our focus group.
Right.
It's like he's got his own little private focus group.
Yeah, right. Like why suffer when there's other people who are suffering with you? You don't have to suffer alone. You know, like there's struggles that you're having. Other people are having those same struggles. So why not talk about them? Because there are shortcuts sometimes to get there faster. And I think that's what having a focused community does for you.
Yeah, exactly. That's kind of one of the main points of and to realize that we're not in this alone. And you know,
so, right.
Well, we were talking with Paulie G earlier, and people who are reaching out to get support and help from others eventually become successful, and then they become the mentors and the give back people, you know, later on.
Right.
I can hear the sounds of the expo. We're in the expo. There's competitions going on behind us. There's a bagel competition. There's pizza competitions. There's pasta competitions.
Right.
This is a pasta show also. It happens every year about this time in Atlantic City. What are any great takeaways for you from being here?
Yeah, this is my first time here, and you know, getting to see the competitions. It's much smaller than Pizza Expo in Las Vegas, which I went to earlier this year.
Yeah.
So I think it was a lot more intimate, a better chance to really have like, more extended conversations with people and chat at the different booths, and I got to see some demos from some of the folks that were. So it was really just overall just like an easier time. Pizza Expo is like just a sensory. Pizza Expo is like a sensory overload,
yeah.
Where it's
four times bigger than this event. Yeah,
right. And you've got like the acrobatics plus the demos plus the competitions, and you have that here too, but not the acrobatics and on a smaller scale.
It's,
so
instead of a 3-ring circus, it's like a 1-ring circus,
right.
Here. But there, it's like everywhere you turn, there's something amazing happening, and even the vendors at their booths are all putting on shows.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's much more manageable, I think, to come here, especially as a first timer. So.
I remember one time going to Pizza Expo in Vegas, and it's surreal. It's almost psychedelic, you know, intense. And there's a guy walking by me, and he goes, I can't believe it. I'm tripping on LSD going through this place. And I say, you don't have to be on LSD to be tripping when you come to a place.
Absolutely not. Yeah. It does it all for you.
Yeah. Well, it's good to see you again.
Yeah,
and
likewise.
Congratulations on the continued growth and success of Pizza Club. But pizza's not your vocation. This is something you do as a passion and a love. As a side gig, what do you do in your day job?
Yeah, thanks for asking. And it's funny because like I'm in awe of the great pizza makers and people like yourself who get to come on and really talk about what they do. And I love that conversation. But actually, my job is I'm an executive producer and owner of a company called The Beach in New York, and we produce food content and beverage content for brands. So and we'll also produce TV series and more. So. My job as a producer is really to tell stories. So Pizza Club is sort of like a great outlet because I get to hear a lot of great stories.
Yeah.
But for work, my job is more in telling stories on video and putting those stories together for brands.
Cool.
that need to tell their story. And also recipe demos and videos in that regard. So
but being living in the world of media yourself, this medium of the Pizza Club, probably easier for you to grasp the nuances of how to make that work than somebody like me who is new to podcasting and everything. I've been doing radio all my life,
right.
But I don't get the new technology medias. You know, I always feel like I have to be coached and tutored.
You do pretty good. You're fine, and I think I love having you on when you join us. But it's for me, it's sort of not like I definitely feel comfortable in the media space and like telling the stories. But it's actually kind of fun to see pizza makers and others in the industry kind of learning how to sort of the etiquette of like having a conversation when really, you know, everybody's listening, it's being recorded, only one person can talk at a time. Yeah. So it's funny how quickly everybody gets it, you know? It's a pretty quick, you learn very fast. You're like, okay, this is the etiquette.
Well, yeah, the learning curve is fast. And so for folks who are hearing about it for the first time here, don't be afraid. You'll come up to speed real quick.
Yes.
By just going to, first, it all starts on this larger platform called Clubhouse, right?
Yeah, so.
And this is like a meeting room, a Clubhouse right. room within Clubhouse.
Exactly. Like, so Clubhouse is the platform, so you need to download the app, but realistically, you just go to the website, ineed.pizza, and there you can see the schedule and the room, and then there's links to get to the shows and find all the conversations that we're having.
Ineed.pizza.
Ineed.pizza.
And if you can't remember any of that stuff, write to me at peter@pizzaquest.com, and I'll, you know, shoot you back these links and... So we'll get you there.
Yeah, and you could also always check us out on Instagram. I need Pizza Club on Instagram is our handle.
I need Pizza Club.
Yep.
I need
Pizza Club on Instagram, and you can always message me. I'm The Beach NYC on Instagram.
The Beach, yeah. So you got a lot of different.
Yeah, there's
ways,
many ways to find us. Yeah,
for you, Mike.
Feel free to reach out. But honestly, we love having new people come in and add value to the conversation, or just be a listener.
Fantastic. Thank you so much. Well, it's great to see you.
Thanks,
I'm going to let
Peter.
You get back to the show. I think they're going to start announcing winners of some of the competitions. I think
exciting.
They're having a pasta. We hear announcements in the background. It sounds like they may be announcing pasta winners. Cool. There's always some cool things that you see here. I was going to be a bagel judge today, but we got real busy doing these things, and they said, you know what, we got enough judges. Keep recording podcasts. So
nice.
I'm going to try to get over there when we have a break and see which bagels won. I want to see if I can get a bagel tasting in somewhere, because I've had plenty of pizza tasting so far. But anyway,
awesome.
Good to see you.
Yeah, likewise.
Enjoy the rest of the show.
Thanks, Peter.
And all of you who are listening, thanks for being part of Pizza Quest today. Keep tuning in every week. We're going to be posting some new content from this event, but also some new stuff that we pick up and do, just through our regular Zoom interviews as well. So see you at the next Pizza Quest. Thanks.
That's it for this episode. If you want to hear more of our coverage from the Northeast Pizza and Pasta and Baking Expo, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast. Pizza Quest is powered by Simplecast. Thanks for listening to Heritage Radio Network, food radio supported by you. Keep in touch at heritageradionetwork.org/subscribe.